George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball is on the air. This is the second consecutive season bringing you live Longhorn softball, home and away on GRHS iRadio. The Longhorns have a new coach in Emily Witt, and she's ready to take on the opponents in 26A with a potent mix of veteran and rookie players to help bring a 6A championship trophy back to the ranch. George Ranch Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball is brought to you in part by the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors, the Fort Bend Herald, Rudy's Barbecue, and with continued support of the Lamar CISD Athletic Department. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Keenan Vaughn, Nathan Plunk, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. This is Tom Tarando. I'm over at Elkins High School, and I'll be calling Longhorns baseball at approximately 7 o'clock. But let's get right over to Austin High School, where the Lady Longhorns will play against the Lady Bulldogs in girls softball, and Keenan Vaughn. Keenan.
Thank you so much, Tom. Live from Austin High School, it's George Ranch Varsity Longhorn softball, and as Tom mentioned, the Lady Longhorns are taking on the Austin Lady Bulldogs. Hello, everyone. I'm Keenan Vaughn, and you're listening to GRHS iRadio, the one and only place to get your GR Longhorn sports. As we don't have much time before we head over to Elkins High School for the George Ranch Varsity baseball game, I'll get you the fix as we get started here as both coaches meet up at home plate. And the PA announcer gets ready to announce the starting lineups. I'll give a little bit of background on this game. If you remember, on Tuesday night, the Lady Longhorns put up a stunning 3-2 victory over the previously undefeated excuse me one second. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that was actually one of the assistant head coaches from the George Ranch Lady Longhorns varsity squad. But anyway, as I was saying, the Lady Longhorns are coming off of a great 3-2 victory over the Austin Tigers, who were previously undefeated in district play. The Longhorns currently sit at 6-3 and are in third place in District 26A. The Austin Lady Bulldogs, last time we checked, were 2-6 and somewhere around fifth place in District 26A. And also, for the record, the Lady Longhorns are on their, I believe, fifth consecutive win, are looking to extend their win streak here against the Austin Lady Bulldogs. Our PA announcer now is giving you starting lineups. It is a gorgeous day out here at Austin High School. The sun is shining and the wind is blowing furiously down towards home plate. The Longhorns are, of course, led by Coach Emily Witt. And opposite, the Austin Lady Bulldogs are led by Coach Franco. And, of course, be sure to stick around later, around 6:50 p.m. We'll head over to Elkins High School as the George Ranch varsity baseball team takes on the Elkins Knights. Over at Elkins High School, Tom Tarando will have you for the live play-by-play as the Longhorns look for their fourth consecutive win. And yes, that is right, both baseball and softball are riding win streaks. And ladies and gentlemen, they will be playing the national anthem now. We'll let y'all enjoy the national anthem. Before we do that, get you ready as we get started over here at Austin High School. I'll give the first three due up for the George Ranch Longhorns as we head into the top of the first inning. Around the same batting order, number 8, left fielder Kennedy Marlowe will start us off at the top of the batting order, followed by number 2, shortstop Celeste Campion, and then, of course, number 11, center fielder Carlin Dees. And they will be facing starting pitcher number 7, Zoe Zamora. Great crowd out here at Austin High School. Plenty of GR family members and fans out in the stands. The Austin Bulldogs lineup has just been given to me. If you stick around for the bottom of the first inning, I'll give you the first three due up. Number 10, catcher Sophia Lundstrom. Next up is number 19, second baseman Olivia Triscoll. And then number 4, shortstop Trishel Esquivel. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the presentation of your national anthem. And as the PA announcer just announced, it's time to play ball. And as the Lady Longhorns head out and practice their hitting essay before they head up to home plate to officially kick us off at the top of the first inning, I will provide a little bit more background in the pregame. As I said, the Lady Longhorns are coming off of a 3-2 victory over the Austin Lady Tigers, who were previously undefeated, and the Longhorns are currently riding a 5-game win streak. And the Lady Longhorns in District 26A have completed 9 of their games with only 3 remaining to go in the 2022 season. And they're currently riding in third place and in position to take a UIL playoff spot. I'm not exactly sure of dates, but this game and the critical matchup against the Ridgepoint Panthers at George Ranch High School will be one to watch. And of course, I always say this, if you ever want updates on all things George Ranch sports and our broadcast times here on GRHS iRadio, go ahead and give us a follow at GRHS iRadio on Twitter. I'm sure we'll keep you posted with everything going on in GR sports. And even though they are in a position to at least participate in the playoffs, hold on 1 second. Is that it? Oh, here it is. And sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I apparently only have the only lineup card provided for the Austin Lady Bulldogs, so I'm constantly having to give it to the assistant coaches. But as I was saying, the Lady Longhorns are currently in a position to at least participate in the 26A UIL playoffs. We are underway here as number 8, Kennedy Marlowe, is at bat. As I said, she will be going against number 7, Zoe Zamora, for the Austin Lady Bulldogs. First pitch. That one left, ball one. A little bit of a change in the lineup from the previous matchup. We will get to that later down the game. Second pitch outside, ball two. Kennedy Marlowe, for reference, was 2-for-3 in the matchup against Travis with 2 singles. Has been a key member of both sides of the ball. Third pitch, strike one. Make that a 2-1 count now. Again, 2-1 pitch. Top of the first inning. No one on base. No one out. Marlowe waits. That one down to the left. Ball three. Again, that'll make it a 3-1 count. Marlowe waits. Ball four called, and she will take a walk to start off the matchup. That brings up number two, shortstop Celeste Campillon. Had an excellent performance against Travis, being two of the three RBIs brought in by none other than Mariah Gardner, the catcher for the squad, and we should see her up in the top of the first. In the throw to second base to try to get Marlowe out, no good. She will be safe at second. 1-0 count against Campillon. Carlin Dees currently taking a couple of practice swings. 1-0 against Campillon. Marlowe on second. Zamora steps up to the mound. The pitch. That one left. Ball two. The Longhorns did play the Austin Lady Bulldogs at George Range High School in March. Came away with a double-digit win. The Longhorns looking to strive for at least second place in District 26A, a crucial game for them if they wish to succeed. And a bunt there by Campillon. However, that will roll foul. We've got 2-1 now. And as Tom Tarando would always say, when a batter thinks they're running to the base, but they must be called back. He calls it the walk of shame. Fortunately, Campillon must take it now. Marlowe still at second. Campillon facing 2-1. Zamora stepping up to the mound. The pitch up high. And a blazing fastball just a little too high. Make the count now 3-1. To see how the battle against the Longhorns pitchers Nora Thompson goes in the bottom of the first. Campillon hopes to bunt once again, however, and one will be foul tip. Make that full count against Celeste Campillon. Sun shining right in the eyes of any batter. Clear skies. And as I said in the pregame, rough winds blowing right towards home. They get easy on the pitchers and hard for the batters. Swing and a miss by Campillon, and she will be struck out by Zamora. And that will bring up number 11, center fielder Carlin Dees. Dees was 1-for-3 in the matchup against Travis. Her prowess is mostly in the defensive. She's an excellent center fielder and certainly had her MVP-like moments on offense. Right down the middle, strike one call for Zamora. And that was exactly where Dees thought she had it. The home plate up around. Now dust off home plate. The wind is blowing ferociously towards the direction. Again, one strike, one out, one runner on base. Something Nip and Puck would always, of course, like to say if he was here with me. Foul tip by Dees, make that 0-2 now. Behind the plate for the Austin Lady Bulldogs is number 10, Sophia Lundstrom. Next up for the Longhorns is number 19, Mariah Gardner. That one left. Ball one, 1-2. He steps back up to the plate. Lundstrom signaling to Zamora. They're throwing mostly fastballs this game. Looking to change it up. Up high. Ball two. Narrowly avoiding that one. It's coming straight for her head. He's waiting on the pitch. Hit out to the shortstop, throw to first in time, and that'll be out number one. Marlo will make her way to third base. No, Marlo, not in time. Marlo apparently not on the bag, and that will be out number three. In the top of the first inning is already in the books. Next up will be the Austin Lady Bulldogs' first turn on offense. Their first three due up will be number 10, Sophia Lundstrom, the catcher. Then number 19, second baseman, Olivia Driscoll. And then number 4, Trishelle Esquivel, the shortstop. And of course, the Longhorns will have Nora Thompson on the mound. So come right back here on GRHS iRadio. We'll have the bottom of the first inning here at Austin High School. I'm Keenan Vaughn, and once again, you're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas High School Sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're in the right place. This is live George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball with Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk on GRHS iRadio.
All right, this is game one of our digital doubleheader tonight. Let's head back over to Austin High School and Keenan Vaughn.
Thank you so much, Tom. We're back here at Austin High School. Lady Longhorns continuing their matchup against the Austin Lady Bulldogs. Three batters up, three batters down already. And the Longhorns find themselves on their first turn on defense. Thankfully, they will be led by number 7, starting pitcher Nora Thompson. Of course, you're listening to Tuesday's game. That is a name to be feared. Nora Thompson had a 5-strikeout performance and only gave up 2 runs against the previously unbeaten in district play Travis Tigers. And her first batter she will go up against for Austin is number 10, catcher Sophia Lundstrom. She'll have to have the wind to guide her pitches. Right down the middle, strike one. Okay. Both pitchers already showing a lot of speed. The second pitch. And a hit by Lundstrom. That's the shortstop throw at first in time, and that will be out number one. And if you've been following us this season, one of the greatest strengths of the Lady Longhorns is their incredible infielding with great communication and support for Nora Thompson. An excellent throw there by shortstop Celeste Compion to the first baseman, number 9, Cameron Cubion. Next up will be number 19, second baseman, Olivia Driscoll. First pitch just a little too high. Ball one. Already shaping up to be a defensive showdown. The second pitch by Thompson. Swing and a miss. Put just the amount of mustard on that one. That'll be 1-1 now against Olivia Driscoll. To the right, ball two. if you listen to our broadcast regularly, we always break down Nora Thompson's incredible pitching form. However, it does take a few innings to get down her form. That's a hit out to the second baseman. Throw to first. Not in time. Kubion couldn't keep her glove on it. And Olivia Driscoll will be safe at first. It doesn't look like second baseman, number 6, Ella Kalinko, could quite get her glove on that one. And now with Driscoll at first, that brings up number 4, shortstop, Trissell Esquivel. And similar to the Travis game, which was the only time Nora Thompson gave up runs, a pop out to third bases will be out number 2. Esquivel popped that one up. Great catch by his third baseman, Jessica Johnston. And now 2 outs, 1 runner on first. It is all up to number 12, center fielder Alyssa Carter. Again, Nora Thompson, the only inning she gave up runs against the Travis Tigers was the first, which is a theme that's been continuing out the whole season. Right down the middle, strike one. Another thing that needs to be said about Nora Thompson is when she throws it down the middle, it's not a sure thing at all that you're hitting it. That one popped up into foul territory, strike 2. That one right into the stands. Carter stepping back up to the plate. Thompson waiting. In the pitch, that'll be a slider down in the dirt. Ball 1. 1-2 count now. 1-2, 2 outs. Runner on first. The pitch by Thompson down low, 2-2 now. Always been impressive chemistry between Garner and Thompson throughout the season. They have been a big part of this defense. That one hit right down the line with the shortstop, and that'll be a single for Alyssa Carter. Alyssa Carter, that one first. Olivia Driscoll on second, and already 2 hits given up to the Austin Lady Bulldogs in the bottom of the first. Number 7, the starting pitcher, Zoe Zamora, up at bat. And the pitch by Thompson, that one just outside, ball 1. Thompson, the pitch popped up, that'll be strike 1. And 2 runners on base. 1-1 count. Number 7 pitcher, Zoe Zamora, at the plate. The chance to drive in at least 1 RBI for the Bulldogs. That one hit right out to the stands towards the Longhorns dugout. It'll stay at a 1-2 count. Already early contact given up by Thompson. They hope to close out this inning. That one once again popped up foul. I had a brief chance to talk with the Austin coach, Coach Franco, and she was giving hitting drills to her players. And we'll say they showed incredible discipline and no fear when at the plate. However, that is a swing and a miss there, and a first strikeout for Nora Thompson. And that's 3 outs in the end of the first inning here at Austin High School. The Lady Longhorns will head into the second inning for their second outing on offense. It is currently 6:44. We'll come back here and give a little bit more of Lady Longhorns softball. And at 6:50 p.m., stick around because we've got Longhorns varsity baseball over at Elkins High School as the Longhorn squad led by Coach Cubs looks for their 4th consecutive win. So, come right back. I'm Keenan Vaughn. You're listening to GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back out to Austin High School for the top of the second inning and Keenan Vaughn. Keenan.
Tommy caught me just at the right time as Mariah Gardner just hit a line drive out to center field and just got a single for the Lady Longhorns. And Mariah Gardner is a name that should drive fear into any pitcher because she was our GRHS iRadio player of the game against the Travis Lady Tigers as she drove in all three runs and was 2-for-3 in that matchup. She just added to her incredible season with a single down center field. And that will bring up number one, Kate Dolan. She's hit with the pitch. She'll head just to first base. And a pinch runner for Mariah Gardner. Number five, Jace Ramos, will head out to second base. Number three, defensive player, designated player, Macy Burks. Already two runners on base, no outs. And then top of the second, in out to Zamora. She'll throw to third. And yes, Ramos will be called out. Will be out number one. Impressive throw there by the starting pitcher Zamora to the third baseman. Still, Macy Burks and Kate Dolan both on base. With now number 14, Jessica Johnston stepping up to the plate. And strike one down the middle. And if you were hearing yes, number 14, Jessica Johnson is third last in the batting order. And she's usually the very last Longhorns hitter. A little bit of a changeup by Coach Emily Witt that she's been doing throughout the past few matchups. And another one right down the middle. Must have been a little too outside. Ball one called. 1-1, one out, and two runners on base. Dangerous situation for Austin. A chance for George Ranch to get on the board. Swing and a miss by Johnston, strike number two. And that one packed some serious heat. Zoe Zamora throwing blazing fastballs down the middle. An impressive start already with one strikeout. And another swing and a miss by Jessica Johnston. She'll strike out. It'll be Zoe Zamora's second strikeout. That'll bring up number six, Ella Klinko, the second baseman for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns crew. Already both defenses keeping each other in check. And previously in the season, the Longhorns did face off against the Bulldogs. It was a double-digit win for the Lady Longhorns. However, already a show of power shown by the Austin Lady Bulldogs. The first pitch by Zamora to Kalinko outside. Ball one. Waiting the pitch. Still runners on first and second. That one foul tipped by Kalinko. With that 1-1. One now, two outs. Started out as a promising start for the Longhorns. Now threatens to end their hot start. Kalinko hit out to left field. And that will score number one, Kate Dolan. She'll be safe at the plate. Burke's safe at third, and that is a single for Ella Kalenko, and is already 1-0 Longhorns. Incredible hit there by number six, Ella Kalenko. It was a rolling hit, and right where the left fielder couldn't grab it, Longhorns already up. It'll be up to number nine, first baseman Cameron Kubion, to extend their lead. First pitch outside to the right, ball one. Has more been tough to pitch off of already. They mentioned her blazing speed. Must be clocking at least 30 miles per hour. And that's a hit by Kubion down to the shortstop. Throw to first in time. And that is the end of the top of the second inning. Longhorns do take the 1-0 lead here at Austin High School. This will be the last of Lady Longhorn softball here on GRHS iRadio. However, don't worry, I will be popping up throughout the broadcast for baseball to give you regular updates on how our Lady Longhorns are doing. But now I will send it over to Tom Tarando at Elkins High School to gear up for the George Ranch Varsity Baseball squad taking on the Elkins Knights. So here at Austin High School, I'm Keenan Vaughn, and enjoy the baseball broadcast. Back to you, Tom.
All right. Thank you, Keenan. From Austin High School, Lady Longhorns lead 1-0 in the middle of the second inning. And as Keenan pointed out, he'll be with us throughout the Lady Longhorn softball game with live updates as we go to game two of our digital doubleheader from Elkins High School. It's the Elkins Knights hosting the George Ranch Longhorns. All right, fans, you know how these digital doubleheaders work. I'm going to leave the air for just a moment so we can reset our recorder. Then I'll be back with you, so don't go away. We'll have Longhorns baseball in just about a minute or so, and Keenan Vaughn will provide live reports until the Lady Longhorns softball game is finished at Austin. So stick with us. We'll be right back.